In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Christ is among us. The Olympics have been going on for more than 2 weeks now. Did you get the chance to watch the athletes of the Olympics? Very good. Did you see some athletes winning? And did you see some athletes losing? Now, we talked about what we have to do in order to be successful. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, 2 Sundays ago. Today, I thought that maybe we should talk about situations when we are not successful. We should talk about situations when, even if, you know, we train very hard, we work together with the people around us and with God, we still are not successful. And we could see that the Olympics, as you told me, some athletes, even if they trained very hard from a young age, even if they really worked together with God and with the people around them, with the coaches, with the family, they still were not successful in the Olympics. It happens. Did it ever happen to you not to be successful when you tried to do something?
I played basketball a couple of times and I never once.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Luca.
We had a race, because it was looking pretty dirty, so all of the kids, all the first graders were racing and I really wanted to win, so
so you didn't win the race. You tried walking on water and it didn't work for you. You were not successful. Yes. Anybody else? Did it ever happen to you not to be successful in doing something, even if you know you tried and you trained really hard? And you worked together with the people around you in synergy. If you remember that we talked about this 2 weeks ago, even if you did your best, you were not successful. Did it happen to you? Not to be successful in something? Back there, anybody else? Luca, you have another example? That's okay. What do we do when we are not successful? How do we react?
Try again.
But if you don't have, like some of these athletes at the Olympics, many of them won't have a chance to participate in Olympic Games again because they are getting old. Very good. That was a very good attitude. Even if he lost, was it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl. Even if she lost, she said, but I'm still thankful that I had a chance to be, to take part in the Olympics. What do you think? Why sometimes we take it really hard when we are not successful?
Because we've trained so hard. You feel like all that training was for nothing when you don't accomplish something.
That's a very good answer. After working so hard, you feel like, oh, I've been working so hard and I didn't achieve anything. Can you imagine going back, to the athletes of the Olympics? Some of them have been training for about 10 years just to participate in the Olympics. And when they finally get there, even if they knew that they could do very well, they had a bad day and things didn't work out. They had very high expectations because everybody told them, yes, you could get this time or you could do this jump, and they knew they did it before. And at the Olympics, it didn't work out. They could do it in the training, and now all of a sudden, in the Olympics, they couldn't do it.
Like when one of the girls jumped over the bar, she accidentally broke the bar.
Yes, yes. Now, sometimes we take it hard because, as Luca said, we train so hard, we put so much effort into that program, whatever that program could be for you, and then it doesn't work out. Now, what could help us get over that situation? No?
Be happy that you even made it to the Olympics.
To be thankful that we even made it so far. And I think that what happens, as you said, you train so hard, and I think we could transform that program, or that one, you name it, into an idol. You know what an idol is? Do you know what an idol is? Somebody or something that we make up and we replace God with that. That could be even our career. That could be a program, like a sports program for an athlete, or school for your, you name it.
An idol, a statue.
Exactly, a statue, but not only a statue, okay? So many times, you know, when we think of an idol, we think of a statue that somebody made up, you know, like the golden calf, made by the Israelites, and they started, you know, to worship the golden calf. That's just an image of an idol, but we could make an idol of anything. If we put our life and our trust in anything else but God, or we put our life and our trust in something else more than in God, that becomes an idol. And the devil is very smart. The devil fools us around to believe that, oh, this is something good, you know, like, you know, becoming a good athlete, or becoming a good student, or becoming, you know, very good at what we're doing. But we should not put our whole life into that. Some athletes, very good, after they won the race, they said a prayer. I saw some athletes crossing themselves before the race and after the race giving thanks to God. And that's the key. That's one of the keys. You know, to give glory to God for everything and to understand that whatever we do, that's not our whole life in that event. I remember, you know, at the Winter Olympics, a girl, you know, who was a very good jumper, a Canadian girl. And she was very, very good, but on that day, she didn't do very well. And she had a bad fall. She got up, she didn't get hurt, but she didn't win, you know, the gold medal. And she had a very good chance at winning the gold medal. And after the event, of course, you know, they interviewed her. And do you know what she said? My life is not in that medal. My life was not in this competition. My life is bigger than this. Do not put your trust in a specific sport, in a specific program. Do it as well as you can, but do it by giving glory to God. Pray and ask the Lord, Lord, if it is your will, help me to do really well. And if it is not your will to win today, glory to you. I give glory to you no matter what, because you are my life. This program is not my life. This sport is not my life. My career, my, you name it, my, you know, sometimes it could happen that we lose a friend. We could lose a very good friend. And if we put our whole life in that friend, when we lose that friend, we could really lose our life. We could become really, really sad and depressed. So don't put your life in anything else but God. That's why the Lord said, you know, in the first commandment, in the second commandment, do not make yourself any idol and worship it. I am the Lord your God is the first commandment. And the second one, don't make any other idol and worship it. Put your trust in, oh, you know, this race is going to be my life. If I don't win this race, I don't know what's going to happen to me. What's going to happen to you if you don't win that race? Are you still going to keep breathing? Only if you put your life in that race, you might have a heart attack and say, wow, this can't happen to me. I can't live like this anymore. It's your decision. But if you don't make that decision, guess what? Life will keep on going. If you know to give glory to God and to say, glory to you, O Lord, I did my best. I trained really hard. You know that I did my best. If you decided that it was not my good day today, glory to you.
Because probably he knew why you didn't win the gold medal. Probably he did it for good, because probably everybody would question him and everything. So probably he did it for good.
That's what we should believe. That God knows better than we know what we need. And one more thing. Could everybody win every day?
No. Sometimes you have to taste defeat.
Sometimes you have to taste defeat. And we should not forget that God knows exactly what we need in that moment of our life. And God is not only my Father, God is the Father of all of us. And maybe somebody else needed some encouragement, and somebody else needed to win today in order to keep on going. Maybe I have the strength to accept a defeat today. And if God allowed a defeat in my life, that means that I could take it. And maybe somebody else, as I said, needed to win, to be encouraged. God is not only my Father, He's our Father. That's why when we pray, we don't say, my Father who art in heaven. We say, our Father who art in heaven.
Sometimes you don't win because He wants you to be more humble.
Sometimes, yes, we don't win because He wants us to be more humble, because what's God's goal for our life? What's God's goal for our life, and what's the goal of our life? Because basically everything is reduced to this. What's the goal of my life? Is the goal of my life to become a really good doctor? Is the goal of my life, you think, to be a really good priest? No, it's not. Is the goal of your life to become, the best piano player in the world, or the best basketball player, or the best, what else do you like to do? Tell me. Soccer. Is the goal of your life to become the best soccer player in the world? But what's the goal of your life?
To be like Christ.
To be like Christ. To become like God. That's the goal of our life. And God transforms us little by little into His likeness. He makes us like Him more and more through successes and failures. And as you said, sometimes a failure makes us more into the image of God than a success. Because sometimes a failure makes us humble and makes us a lot more like God. Winning could make us proud, and the devil is proud. God is humble.
I just forgot.
That's okay. So, please don't forget. Don't forget what the goal of your life is. And when you are winning or losing, give glory to God and offer yourself to Him to be transformed, to become more and more like Him. Amen.
I remember what I wanted.
Too late.
You can go. You tell me at home. Okay?
Christ is among us. Yes, beloved faithful, in today's epistle reading, we hear the powerful words of St. Paul, who says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." No other foundation could be laid to our life than the one that's already laid, our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Sermon on the Mountain, the Lord Himself, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, after giving the people who are listening to Him all those beautiful ideas in the Sermon on the Mountain, in the end, He tells the people, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." We saw Peter in today's gospel reading sinking when the wind and the waves came upon him, because he did not have a strong foundation. When the foundation of his life was Christ, when he was looking at Christ, he was walking on water. When he had something else, his fear, as the foundation of his life, he started to sink. Now, I think each and every one of us should ask ourselves today, who is the foundation of my life? What's the goal of my life and what's the foundation of my life? Do I really have Christ as the foundation of my life? Or I have myself? And the trust in me as the foundation of my life, or I have my family as the foundation of my life, or do I have my career as the foundation of my life, or my house, or my car, or what is the foundation of my life? To really pause and think, do I really have Christ as the foundation of my life? If the Lord allows, like in the life of Job, if the Lord allows the devil, like in the life of Job, to take away from me my children, my possessions, my job, my career, everything that I think I have, am I still gonna stand up? Am I still going to love the Lord? Would I be able to say like Job, "The Lord has provided. Praise be the name of the Lord. The Lord has taken away. Praise be the name of the Lord." Or I would become very sad and depressed, and my life will go into ruin. That's why the Lord tells us that if anyone loves father or mother, brothers and sister, anything else more than me is not worthy of me. It is a very hard saying. But the Lord revealed everything to us for our sake. Because if we love anything else more than God, then anything else becomes an idol. And guess what? Nothing else has life in itself but God. Only God is the existence by itself. That's why, by the way, when God revealed himself for the first time to Moses in that burning bush, it was burning without being consumed, Moses asked God, "What is your name?" And God revealed to Moses his ineffable name, Yahweh, in Hebrew. In Greek, Ho'on. In English, the existence by itself. I am who I am. It's not, we don't have a good English translation, but the meaning is, I am the existence. Because God is the one who really and truly exists. Everything else doesn't have life in itself. Our children are beautiful and cute, but guess what? They don't have life in themselves, on their own. They have their life from God. And God forbid, something could happen to our children. If something happens to our children and we put our whole life in our children because we love them, but if we love them more than God, if God forbid, when something happens to them, our life could go into crumbs. Our spouses, our parents, one day will close their eyes, we'll stop breathing. And if we put our trust in them, we'll be very, very depressed. Now, there is nothing wrong about weeping in those days. But as St. Paul says, not like those who have no hope, but like those who have hope. Our careers could be very important to us, but they are not our life. Because one day, we could be given a notice, since next month we don't need your services anymore. Or, I remember, I counseled somebody once, I forgot to tell the children about this, but they are still here. I counseled the boy once who was in the correctional center, and he was in the correctional center because of drugs, and because of drug use. And he started using because he was a very good gymnast who had a chance of becoming an Olympic gymnast. But during the summer, he needed some money and he took a summer job in a wood shop. And he cut two of his fingers. And that was the end of his gymnastic career. And because he put his trust and his life so much in his career, he couldn't take it, and he started using drugs. We have to be careful in what we put our life. What's the foundation of our life? Because as St. Paul says, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. It's very interesting, you know, how he goes from most precious and strong materials to the least precious and softer that could be destroyed by fire, because the fire will come. He says, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. It depends what we put in this foundation that's already laid, and which is Christ. Do we offer our best Do we really put ourselves into this foundation, which is Christ, or we offer some wood, some hay, some straw? Not our best self. We might offer something, but not our best self. On the day of trial, on the day when the fire will come, if we don't offer everything, it won't stand. We'll be burnt out. Still, St. Paul says, if anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as to find. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. And what do you think the reward will be on the day? And I'm not talking only about the day of judgment. I'm talking about the days of judgment when we are proved by fire. When our faith is put to test. When we feel that the fire and the waves and the water and everything is coming upon us. If our foundation stands, what would be the reward? What do you think would be the reward? You know what the reward would be? This. The fact that we will be able to keep on going through life in one piece. That's the reward. That's the reward. And that is heaven on earth. To have the strength to go through everything. Sometimes smiling, sometimes crying, but still to have the strength to go through anything, to resist, to fight. The other option is, St. Paul says, that we'll still be saved, yet as through fire. What's that about? You know, if we offer something to the Lord, we'll still be saved, but through a lot of struggle. Through a lot of, I wish it was like this, I wish it was like that. Through a lot of commotion, like through fire. We'll still be saved. But it is a lot better to have the strength to walk on water and to walk through the fire of life with God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.